good afternoon and welcome back to our next session, How to Reach the Secular Mind, Part 3.
下午好,欢迎回到我们另一堂课, 这个是第三步的,
And yesterday we looked at what makes Christianity different from all the religions of the world.
昨天我们探讨基督教与其他宗教有什么分别?
But not just religion, but also philosophy. What makes it different from even atheism?
不只是宗教,甚至是哲学,这个基督教与这个无神论有什么关系呢?
We saw that the biggest reason or the biggest fact that makes Christianity different is that it is the only religion that offers a personal God.
我们发现最大的不同,最大的事实是基督教的上帝是个人化的上帝。
When you look past every culture, every situation, every circumstance of life, you find that every person on earth is looking for that same thing.
而你可以看到不同的这些文化,不同的地方,人们都在寻找这一点。
And the problem is the wrestling of willing to let go of the things that are in our own hearts, the things that we want to do to embrace that personal God.
问题是我们需要与这些我们不想放手的东西挣扎,还是要接受这个人的主。
And so what we want to look at today are some practical things on how to reach out, how to know what to say to the atheist.
我们今天要探讨是如何,比较实际的东西,如何赢得这个属世的人。
I remember when I was in college.
我记得让我在这个大学的时候。
I was studying evolution, I was not a Christian.
我在研究进化论,我不是个基督徒。
And my professors used to make fun of the Bible, they used to make jokes.
我的教授每次都是开圣经的玩笑。
And I remember that they used to stand up and talk about Noah and the Ark.
我就提了他们说挪亚和方舟的故事。
And how the animals came two by two to the ark.
动物如何一对一对的来到方舟。
And they would laugh and do all, and just they were just so cruel.
他们就非常的残忍的一直笑甚至。
And I remember there were even other Christians in my class.
甚至班上的一些基督徒。
And even though I wasn't a Christian, I felt so badly for them.
虽然我不是基督徒,我还是为他们感到这种。Because
of the ridicule they had to endure.
我还是为他们感到非常的伤心,因为他们需要忍受这样的羞耻。
On the other side, the professors would always teach evolution as though it was a fact.
另外一方面,他们会教导进化论,似乎进化论已经是个事实了。
They would teach that the earth was billions of years old as if it were a fact.
他们会教导这个世界,这个地球已经是几十亿年,这个世界已经存在几十亿年了。
And I believed it.
而我也相信了。
I accepted it as fact.
我接受这进化论为事实。But
then there were several things that I began to study.
但是突然间我开始研究了一些事项。And
the more I studied these things, I realized that evolution was indeed not a fact, but only a theory.
我越研究越发现到, 进化论不只是一个,不是个事实,而只是一个理论。
And that's something that many people don't even realize today.
这是今天很多人没有发现到的。
Is that evolution is not a fact.
就是进化论并不是事实。
It has not been proven by science.
并没有被科学所证明。
And that in fact it takes more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe in a God that created all things.
而且事实上你需要更多的信心相信有进化论。
And the more I researched, the more I realized that I was believing something that wasn't even proven.
我越研究,我越发现我在研究的东西,我相信的东西,并没有被证明过。
And so what I want to share with you today are five arguments that an atheist might use.
所以我要跟你分享的是五个争论是这些无神论者会用到的。
You may have heard these things before.
你可能有听过。
But I want to share with you the answers to these arguments.
但是我要跟你,我要回答这些问题的答案。
Many times Christians get intimidated by
these arguments. 很多时候基督徒似乎会被这些争论所吓跑。
Because they feel like they are not scientific enough to answer them.
因为他们可能觉得没有,他们不够科学来回答他们。
But here's the reality.
但是事实在此。
You don't have to be scientific to know these things.
我们不需要知道很多科学的事来回答这些问题。
You just have to have common sense.
你只需要有一些普通的这些理论。
You just have to have a little bit of smarts about you.
你只需要有一点点的小智慧。
Because the answers are very obvious.
因为这些答案是非常明显的。
So let's start with the first one.
所以让我们以第一个。
There's a common argument today that says truth is relative.
经常有一个争论就是说到, 这个真理是因人而异的。
In other words, there is no absolute truth.
就是说没有绝对的真理。
There is nothing written in stone that says what is right and what is wrong.
没有硬硬的写下，没有在石板上写下来有什么是对，什么是错的。
Have you ever heard that before?
你有没有听过这种的真理？
Because, see, that obviously presents a problem for Christians.
这给基督徒一个很大的问题。
Because as Christians, do we believe in absolute truth?
为身为基督徒，我们相信有绝对的真理吗？
We believe that the word of God is absolute truth.、Right?
我们相信上帝的话语是绝对的真理，对吗
？We believe the Ten Commandments are absolute truth.
我们相信十诫是绝对的真理，对吗
？We believe that God's character is absolute truth.
我们相信上帝的品格是绝对的真理，对吗
？And this is what they say.
而这是他们所说的。
That morality.
我们的道德。
Or the definition of right and wrong.
或者对错之分。
Is determined by one's personal perspective on life or their cultural background.
是靠着个人的意见或者他们文化的背景。
In other words, in your culture,
就是说在你的文化里
you may have been raised to take off your shoes at the door.
你可能在门你在到入家里之前你会啊拿下你的鞋子。
Right?
对吗？
But in my culture,
但是在我的文化里
it's insulting to show someone your feet.
你把你的脚暴露出来是一个侮辱。
So in your culture, it's okay to take off the shoes. In my culture, it's not.
所以在你文化里拿掉鞋子是好没问题的，可是在我的文化里拿掉鞋子是不好的。
Now for little issues like that, it's not that big of a deal.
这样子的小事情当然没有什么大不了。
But what happens when you come to bigger issues?
那如果你到比较大的事件怎么办
？Because according to evolution, according to atheism, according to science.There is no God.
因为根据所谓的科学什么的啊，进化论是没有上帝的。
God does not fit into the equation.
上帝没有在这个整个的这个方程式里。
God cannot. They say that God does not exist because he cannot be measured.
上帝，他们说上帝不能存在，因为上帝不能被衡量。
But, so because God does not exist, morality did not originate with God.
因为上帝没有存在。这道德就不是从上帝而来。
Therefore, it had to originate with human beings.
所以道德是从人而来。
In other words, it's human beings that will determine what is right and what is wrong.
就是说人类会有这个对错之分。
Good or moral is described by society, and whatever is best for the largest group of people is best for all.
好的东西或者有道德的东西是被社会描述为啊。为最大人数觉得最好的事情。
According to the atheist, this is how right and wrong is measured.
根据无神论者，这是如何对错被衡量。
Notice what Ernest Hemingway said.
看这个作者 Ernest Hemingway 说到什么。
He said, "What is moral or right is what you feel good after."
他说有道德与否是你之后感觉好吗
？And what is wrong are the things that you feel bad after you do.
没有道德是看你做了之后你会感觉到愧疚吗？
So in other words, whatever you feel good about when you do it, that's right.
就是说你做了之后你觉得是好的话，这是对的咯。
Whatever you feel bad after you do it, that's wrong.
你做了之后你觉得是不好的话，就是错的。
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
听起来是非常好的，对吗？
Or does it?
还是是吗？
Let's suppose you were eating at the restaurant.
想象我们在这个餐馆里吃饭。
And you finished a nice meal.
我们吃了一个很好吃的晚餐
And you pulled out the money to pay the person that owned the restaurant.
然后你把钱拿出来要给这个餐馆主人
And when you pulled that money out of your pocket,
当你把这个钱拿出来的时候
I walked by and I just pulled that money right out of your hand and kept walking out the door.
我就走过你，然后就拿掉你的钱，然后就走出去了
How many of you would say that's wrong?
你们谁会说这是错的呢？
Not very many of you. How many of you would say that's wrong?
谁说这是错的呢？
How many of you would be angry about that?
谁会感到生气呢？
But here's the situation.
但是这个是情况。
Where I grew up.
我在生长的文化里。
In my culture.
可能在我的文化里。
It says that whatever I want, I can take it.
他说我要什么我就能拿。
Now you might be feeling pretty bothered by the fact that I took your money.
你可能会很困扰我拿你的钱。
But I'm feeling good about it.
那我觉得很好啊。
Because now I have extra money in my pocket.
因为现在我的裤袋里有额外的钱。
And now I can go out to eat.
现在我可以去吃饭了。
And you have to wash dishes to pay for your food.
你要去洗碗来赔这个钱。
Right?
对吗？
See, do you see the point? You see the problem with this?
你看到整个的问题吗？
Is that what may seem right to one doesn't seem right to another.
对一个人来说可能是正确的事，而对另外一个人来说可能是错误的事。
And so to say that truth is relative, there's a problem with that.
所以如果你说真理是因人而异的话，是有个问题的。
Here's the response.
这个回应是这样的。
Truth is not relative.
真理不是因人而异的。
Truth is not what you decide is right or wrong.
真理不是由你来决定什么是对，什么是错。
But truth is absolute.
真理是绝对的。
Saying that truth is relative.
说到真理是因人而异的。
Is an absolute statement.
是一个绝对的这个啊。
Saying that there are no absolutes.
说到真理是因人而异，是个绝对的这个。
Is an absolute
句子。
Is an absolute statement.
因为他说到这个没有，就是他说到真理是。因人而异是非常绝对的。
Do you understand what I'm saying here?
你了解我说的话吗？
In other words, the person will argue there is no absolute truth.
就是那个人说没有，绝对没有这些啊绝对的真理。
So I would ask the question, are you absolutely sure?
然后就问他，你肯定，绝对肯定吗？
Because you cannot make that statement absolutely.
因为你不能绝对的这样子说，如果你觉得没有绝对的真理的话。
Because you're completely contradicting your own statement.
因为你在矛盾你自己的句子。
That's what I present to people.
这是我跟别人说的。
And then they kind of hum-haul around and they kind of, ooh, ooh, well, I, they don't really know what to say.
就开始在那边想一想啊，要讲什么东西也不知道要说什么。
I want you to think about this.
我要你想一想。
According to the atheist,
根据无神论者。
We evolved from evolution.
我们是从进化论而进化来的。
Right?
对吗?
Are you with me?
对吗?
Now, according to evolution, it, there's an idea that's called survival of the species, or survival of the fittest.
根据进化论来说，有一个词语称为强者就会生存。
In other words, whatever you have to do to survive, that's what you do.
就是说你要做到什么来生存，你就需要做到。
The weakest one cannot survive.
最软弱的不能生存。
And you always should look out for who?
你要看的，你要照顾的是谁？
Yourself, right?
是自己，对吗？
Survival of species.
就是整个这个人类的生存的道理，他们说。
Morality.
道德。
And doing right.
还有做对的事情。
Goes against the very concept of evolution.
和进化论是有很大的冲突的。
And this is why.
这是为什么?
Because when I look out for myself,
因为如果我只照顾自己的话,
I'm going to do anything that I have to do to survive.
我需要做什么来生存我都会做。
If that means taking your food away from you when you're hungry,
如果是你饥饿时候抢走你的食物,
because I need it, that's what I do.
因为我需要,这是我做的,对吗?
If that means stealing your clothes,
如果代表这脱你的衣服,
because that's what I need, that's what I do.
因为那是我需要的话,我就要做。
Are you with me?
了解吗?
That's what ultimately evolution says.
进化论基本上就是这样子说。
But morality goes against all of that.
但是道德与这些东西是完全不同的。
And so in the concept of evolution, you can't really have morality.
所以在进化论中你不能有这个道德。
But think about this.
让我们想一想。
When you give something to somebody,
当你给人某样东西,
when you make a sacrifice for someone's good,
当你为别人的益处而牺牲,
when you go hungry,
当你饿,
to feed someone else that's hungry,
你挨饿就是为了要喂这些饥饿的人,
and you give them your food,
你给他们你的食物,
just as an example,
就像这打个比方,
does that give a feeling of peace and rest to your heart?
在你心中会有一种平安,一种安息吗?
Yes or no?
会吗?
When you do something good for somebody else, does it bring satisfaction to your life?
当你为别人做好事的时候，你的心中会有，你生命中会有满足吗?
Especially if it cost you something personally.
特别如果是对你个人来说是有价值的事，对吗?
Where does that come from?
这是从哪里而来的呢?
Are you catching what I'm saying? Are you understanding?
你在了解吗?
In other words,
就是说,
evolution says,
进化论说,
I should only feel good about pleasing myself.
我只要讨好自己就好。
So if that's true, if evolution is true, then why do I feel good about doing something good for others?
如果进化论是真的话，为何我帮助别人的时候，我也会感到好呢？
Morality goes against evolution.
道德和进化论是非常有冲突的。
Think about this.
让我们想一想。
If society decides what's right and wrong, then who's right or wrong, or which society decides that for everybody?
如果社会来决定。什么是对，什么是错，什么有道德，什么没有道德呢？ 然后谁来决定这个社会是否有道德呢？
Suppose there's a group of people in Africa that eat people.
可能非洲有一群食人族。
And they say, we've been doing this for 500 years. What's wrong with it?
我们吃人已经吃了500年了。
Is that going to decide what's right?
这能决定什么是正确吗？
What about Nazi Germany?
可能说在希特勒管辖的这德国。
What about Adolf Hitler?
希特勒又怎么样呢？
Maybe we should decide, let him decide what's right or wrong.
可能我们要让这个希特勒管辖德国，或者希特勒让他决定什么是对错啊。
In other words, when you say that truth is relative,
其实当你说真理是因人而异的，
somebody has to decide who's going to make the judgment of what's right and wrong.
你就是在说有人要决定要审判什么是对什么是错。
And what qualifies a person to make that decision?
而人有什么资格什么人有资格来做这决定呢？
Does that make sense?
了解吗？
Every time right and wrong has been left to be decided among humanity, it's always ended in disaster.
每次对错留在人的手中来决定的时候，结果都是灾难。
We need a standard that's higher and above ourselves.
我们需要一个标准是比我们自己还崇高的。
Not to be decided among ourselves.
不是人类之中决定的。
You know the disaster of World War II?
世界第二大战的这个灾难。
The killing of the Jews and all those things.
杀死犹太人啊这些事件。
And if you read some of the stories, they are some of the most wicked stories.
如果你读这些故事的话，你会发现这些故事是如此的残暴，可以说是最残暴的。
Babies were thrown up and fired with machine guns.
婴孩被丢上去，然后用机关枪扫射。
All kinds of terrible tragedies.
很多不同悲惨的这种悲剧。
When you think about this,
当你这样子想，
Adolf Hitler actually was reading the books of Charles Darwin.
希特勒其实在读这个进化论的原创者就是达尔文的这个理论。
That the strongest one should survive.
就是说胜者就是强者就要生存。
And that the weaker species should be eliminated from the planet.
软弱的人应该从地球上消除。
Adolf Hitler simply carried out what evolution says.
希特勒只是在做进化论所说的事。
He just put evolution into action.
他只是把这个进化论进入到他的行为。
And we saw the terrible tragedies that resulted.
而我们看到因这个进化论而的行动而产生的悲剧。
Now I'm not suggesting that everyone that is an atheist and evolution is bad. I'm not saying that at all.
我当然不是说这些无神论者啊，这些所有相信进化论的人都是像希特勒一样坏的。
But when you really look at the details of the theory, that's what you find.
但是如果你真正看这个进化论这个理论的这个细节的时候，这是你所发现的。
So another argument is that the concept of God or God is not supported by science.
另外一个争论就是上帝没有被科学所支持。
Scientific evidence goes against the existence of God.
科学证据是对抗上帝的存在的一个就是科学证据。没有证明上帝的存在。
They say that macroevolution, in other words, animals evolving from another species, is evidence that God does not exist and the creation story is not true.
他们说，以大层次的这种进化论，就是从一个动物变成另外一种动物，代表着这个创造的这个故事是不存在的，不能被证明的，所以上帝不存在。
So in other words, because God cannot be measured in a laboratory.
就是说其实因为上帝不能在实验室里被衡量。
Because we don't have visible physical evidence that he exists.
因为我们没有这种肉体上的证明看到上帝的存在。
Scientifically, we cannot say that God exists.
反正科学上我们不能说上帝存在。
And evolution is proof that we evolved from previous species.
进化论证明我们是从这些之前的这些动物的种类而来。
Have you heard this?
听到了吗？
This is being taught in all of our schools.
这是在我们的学校里被教导的。
Especially in America, I'm sure in other places as well.
还有在其他的地方。
But here's the answer to that.
但是这是答案的存在。
The concept of God is supported by science.
上帝的存在是被科学所支持的。
And there is more science being discovered every day.
而每天越来越多被发现。
Now I want you to think about this.
为什么我要这样说呢？
To say that God does not exist.
说上帝不存在的话。
Or to say that there is no scientific evidence against God is unfairly closing the door to the idea.
说上帝没有科学证据来证明上帝的存在是很不公平的，对上帝关上这扇门。
True science,
真正的科学
will explore every idea.
会探索每一个思想。
It will explore every possible scenario.
所以他说每个可能发生的情节。
Isn't that why science is so hailed today? Praised?
这是为什么科学一直被赞美，对吗？
Because they say that we will leave no stone unturned until we find the answers, right?
他们说我们会找到答案，不论要做什么，我们都会找到答案。
True science has to consider all possibilities.
真正科学要寻找每一个可能性。
And to say that there is no evidence for God unfairly closes the door.
如果你说没有证据证明上帝存在，你就已经关上这个门，而这是不公平的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you've not considered all the possibilities.
为你没有想到没所有的可能性。
Because science has to do this, and to say that God doesn't exist, you can't do that.
而因为如果你在科学里说上帝不存在的话，而没有这种证明的话，你是做出一个不公平而且不对的事。
Because you do not have all the evidence.
因为你没有所有的证据。
The only way you can say there is no God is if you have all the evidence.
你唯有的方法说啊，上帝不存在，是要你有所有的证据。
And we don't.
而我们没有。
So they say that there is evidence that God does not exist.
他们说有证据上帝不存在。
Okay, so you have 20 PhDs on the board, sitting on the committee.
好，可能你有20个博士学位的人坐在这个整个委员会上。
And then you have Wes Pepper sitting alone in a chair in front of these 20 doctors.
Wes Pepper 就我坐站在这些博士之前来说这个课题。
And they say, we have all the evidence that says God doesn't exist.
他们说我有所有的证据说上帝不存在。
Here's my three-word question.
我有三有一个三个字的问题。
Where is it?
在哪里？
Where is it?
在哪里？
Where is the evidence that God doesn't exist?
上帝不存在的证据在哪里呢？
There has never been any evidence provided or proven that proves that God doesn't exist.
从来没有证据完全证明上帝是不存在。
There's only a few bones.
就几个骨头
that they claim to be millions of years old.
他们说这些骨头是好几百万年了。
But there is no solid evidence.
但是没有这些准确的这种证据。
So my question is, where is it?
所以我的问题是在哪里？
Tell me any books that show or that prove that God doesn't exist.
告诉我任何一本书证明了上帝不存在。
They're not there.
是没有的。
All we have to do is look around us.
我们要看的是看看我们周围。
And Romans 1 tells us.
罗马书一章说到。
That nature itself is evidence that God exists.
大自然就是一个证明上帝存在。
That all we have to do is look around in the world and its complexity.
我们所要做的就是看看整个世界，整个宇宙，看看有没有，看看它的复杂性。
And it becomes evident that there must be something more.
而一定有证据说到，这个就是证据来说到，已经有比我们更大的人。
To say that we have come from a previous animal, there is no evidence for it.
说到我们是从之前的一个动物而来是没有证据的。
In fact, science is becoming frustrated because they can't find the evidence.
科学开始感到这种烦躁，因为他们找不到这些证据。
Now, it doesn't mean that animals don't change over time depending on their environments.
不代表动物因为他们周围而不改变。
That's called microevolution, and that happens.
这是微型的这种进化，这是的确有发生的。
But there, you ask any scientist.
但是如果你问任何一个科学家
，Can you give me one example?
你可以给我一个例子。
Of in all the time in all history,
在所有历史里
，where an animal changed from one type of species into another type of species.
动物从一种种类变成另一个种类。
A professor was asked that on national television.
一个博士在这个全国的这电视上被问到。
By a creation scientist.
被一个相信创造论的这个。
You know what he said?
科学家，你懂他说了什么呢？
He just went, and then they took it off the air.
他就这样子说，然后他们就停播了。
Didn't have an answer.
他没有答案。
Because there isn't one.
因为是没有答案的。
Number three.
第三。
If God is so good, why is there so much evil?
如果上帝这么好，为什么会有恶毒呢？
So they say a good God cannot exist because of the evil in this world.
他们说好的上帝不能存在，因为世界上有这邪恶。
All the suffering in the world cannot possibly declare that a moral God exists.
世界上所有的受苦不可能在宣称有一个道德的上帝存在。
And if he does exist,
如果他真的存在的话，
he does not care about us personally.
他
Or else, how could he allow all of this evil to happen? Notice there's an interesting statement by Richard Dawkins.
一位无神论者的顶尖的博士说道，Richard Dawkins说道。
He says, it is absolutely safe to say that if you meet someone who claims not to believe in evolution, that person is ignorant, stupid, or insane.
他说到非常安全的，如果你遇到一个人不相信进化论，那个人是无知的，或者是笨的，或者是疯的。Richard
Dawkins is one of the most respected scientists in the world.
Richard Dawkins 是在全世界里被尊崇的一个科学家。And
he says that if you don't believe in evolution, you're dumb.
他说了，如果你不相信进化论的话，你就是笨。Now
I want to share something with you briefly about this.
我要短短的跟你讲到这一点。There's
a man named Ben Stein from America.
在美国有一个名叫Ben Stein。
And he's this really boring guy.
他是一个非常沉闷的人。He
just talks like this.
他讲话是这样子的,
all the time.
一直都是这样子。And
he did this video. He made a movie, a documentary.
他做了一个纪录片。On
how science unfairly claims that there is no God and how they unfairly say that the creation story didn't exist. They won't even consider it.
他们说了科学如何 不公平的讲到上帝不存在，为什么不公平的说到这个创造论是假的？因为他们根本没有去想到，没有把创造论放在整个可能性之中。And
he interviewed quite a few evolution scientists.
所以他就访问了几个进化论的科学家。And
these are the questions he asked him.
所以他问了这个问题。How
did life begin?
生命如何开始呢?
What do you think was the process by which it began?
你觉得那个过程是怎样的?
How long do you think it took for us to get where we are today? Those kind of questions.
我们要多少时间才达到我们现今的我们呢?
One of the scientists, when asked how life began,
其中一个科学家,当他们被问到生命如何开始,
he said that billions of years ago in a cave,
他们说几十亿年前在一个山洞里,
there were these ice crystals,
有这些冰的这些冰,
and they were sitting there,
他们就在那里,
and somehow electricity came into the cave,
不知如何的电就来到了那个山洞,
and struck those ice crystals,
打到了这个冰,
and there were just the right amount of different elements in there to create one cell.
所以那里里面有够多的这种, 这种元素来可以让他们造一个细胞，只是一个细胞。
And he said, and that is how life as we know it began.
他们就说这是生命如何开始。
So here was the question for the professor.
所以他就回应这个博士说,
where did the electricity come from?
电是从哪里来的?
Where did the ice crystals come from?
冰是从哪里来的?
Where did the cave come from?
山洞是从哪里来的?
And where did the earth come from that the cave was in?
这个山洞存在里的地球里是地球是从哪里来的?
He didn't have an answer.
他没有答案。
You know, there's this theory that's called quantum physics.
有一个科目被称为这个微小的这个物理。
And it explains how the world began.
说到整个世界如何开始,
and this is what it says.
这是所说的,
that in the very beginning,
说在起初,
does that sound familiar?
听起来非常有,
in the very beginning, there was nothing but stardust in the universe.
起初整个宇宙什么都没有,
and there was just all this dust with all these chemicals floating around.
就是这些化学物质啊, 浮在整个宇宙系中。
And the chance for all of that dust to like come together and form planets or stars is almost nearly impossible.
要让这些元素,这些科学物质全部掺在一起来造一个宇宙的话, 是几乎不可能的。
There's like one chance in infinity that that could ever happen.
几乎是 不可能的，没有可能性会发生的事。
In other words, the Big Bang Theory.
就是说那个大爆炸的这个理论。
Like one chance and forever.
就好像一比这个永远的这个比例。
But here's what happened.
但是这是所发生的事。
Over billions and billions of years.
好几十亿的年过去了。
The earth sat as nothing.
地球,
not the earth, but the universe.
宇宙是一切都是空虚。
And it was just dust.
只是这些灰尘。
But finally, after all those years passed,
当这些年度过之后,
finally the time came when that one chance came along.
终于时间来到，有这个一个机会来到。
And boom, there it is.
突然间有这爆炸就发生了。
Now that sounds very scientific to me, doesn't it to you?
这对我来说是非常有科学化的。
Now I'm not here to criticize science.
但我不是要说到科学的坏话。
Because I believe in science.
因为我相信科学。
But we need science that makes sense.
但我们需要有道理的科学。
Science that is reasonable.
说到有可以理论的科学，对吗？
When Ben Stein asked Richard Dawkins how life began on this earth,
当 Ben Stein 问 Richard Dawkins 在世上生命如何造成，
he said that it began by a single cell.
他说是以一个细胞而来的。
That grew and multiplied and evolved into all kinds of stuff.
这细胞就成长啊，然后就啊变成有更多的这种种类。
So he said, where did that cell come from?
所以他就问这个细胞是从哪里来。
And this is what he said.
这是 Richard Dawkins 说的。
This is one of the most brilliant scientists in the world.
全世界最厉害的科学家之一就是他了。
He said that some time ago,
他说到啊，很多年前
，an advanced civilization from outer space,
在外太空的一个啊，有这个比较
aliens,
在一个在外太空的这些外星人
，they came to this earth,
他们来到了这世上。
Where did those aliens come from?
外星人从哪里来呢？
Also from evolution,
也是从进化论来的。
Very advanced,
非常的啊先进。
They came to this earth,
他们来到这世上。
And they planted one single cell,
把一个小小的细胞就放在这个啊地球上。
And it grew and multiplied and until it came became all kinds of stuff.
之后它就一直成长啊，变成很多不同的东西。
Until here we are today.
我们就现在就在这里。
That's what he said.
这是他所说的。
One of the most brilliant scientific minds in the world.
最厉害的科学家之一说到的。
The man hates Christians.
那个人很讨厌基督徒。
But that's what he said.
但是他说到这一点。
So in other words,
所以就是说到。
He believes in more advanced life forms than what we have.
他相信我们以外有这种更先进的这种文明。
He won't claim to believe in God.
他不相信上帝。
But he believes in higher powers.
他相信有更先进、有更高的这种能力。
You see, even the most brilliant scientist,
就像最厉害的、最聪明的科学家，
they see that life is so complex.
他们看到生命是如此的复杂，
that they have to admit that there had to be some type of higher form, higher power that created us.
他们需要承认有这种更高的能力来啊制造我们。
They can't explain it.
他们也不能理解。
So if God is so good, then why is there evil?
他们不能解释，如果上帝为什么这么好？
We know this.
为什么世界上有这些恶？
God gave human choice, human beings the free choice to choose.
我们知道上帝给人类选择，有这个选择权。好和坏。
And moral evil exists because of an abuse of that choice.
道德上的邪恶。有这个产生是因为有这个自由的选择。
People can choose good just as easily as they choose bad.
人们可以选好，也能够一样的选坏。
And without free will, people could not choose love. They could not have real love in their lives.
因为如果没有这自由的选择的话，人们不能选择爱。
Nor can you respond to love.
他们也不能回应爱。
So you cannot give love and you cannot respond to love.
所以你不给能给别人爱，你也不能接受爱。
Therefore, God did not create evil people, but people chose evil.
所以是上帝没有啊制造了恶邪恶，但是人们选择了邪恶。
Now we know that as Adventists.
身为复灵信徒，我们当然知道。
But here's the question I have for them.
但是我给他们的问题是这一点。
If you say that truth is relative,
如果你说真理是因人而异的
，and that there is no right or wrong,
没有对或错
，then how could you possibly say that something is evil?
你哪里可以说一个事是邪恶呢？
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的呢？
If you don't have a standard,
如果你没有一个标准的话，
If the standard is decided by what I decide,
如果标准是由我而决定的话，
Then I can watch somebody stab a person ruthlessly 100 times and say, Oh, that's just normal.
我可以看一个，看，眼睁睁看到一个人一直被刀捅上百次，然后我说这个没事啊，很普通啊。
Evil requires the existence of a standard.To say what's right and wrong.
如果你说一个东西是邪，一个东西是对或错的话，你需要有一个标准。
So what is the standard?
那标准是什么呢?
It's built inside of us.
标准就在我们里面。
Animals don't know the right from the wrong.
动物不知道对错。
But human beings do.
但是人类知道。
If evolution created us just as we are,
如果进化论这样子造了我们。
Then why don't the animals have a sense of right and wrong as well?
那为什么动物不知道什么是对什么是错呢?
Because that sense of right and wrong is built inside of us.
那是因为这对错之分的这种啊。这个机械就在我们里面。
Paul tells us that every man is given a measure of faith.
保罗说每个人都有这个信心的一点。
And the more we violate that, it's called the conscience.
我们越来越违背他那个就称为这个良心。
And the more we violate that conscience, the less we are able to understand what's right and wrong.
我们越违背他，我们就越不能了解什么是真，什么是对，什么是错。
Is there such a thing as cold?
有没有这冷这件事呢?
Yes or no?
有没有呢?
You ever heard that before?
有听过这个故事吗?
Is there such a thing as cold?
有冷这件事吗?
How do you measure cold?
你如何衡量冷呢?
It's not able to be measured.
你不能衡量冷。
She got it.
是说到了。
Cold is simply the lack of heat.
冷是没有热度的存在。
What about light? I mean darkness.
黑暗呢?
Can you measure darkness?
你能衡量黑暗吗?
Can you say there is this amount of darkness in the room?
你能说啊，这个房间里有这样多的黑暗吗?
Darkness is simply the lack of light.
黑暗是缺乏这个亮光。
Light can be measured, darkness cannot be.
亮光能够被衡量，黑暗却不能。
Heat can be measured, coldness can't.
热度能被衡量，可是冷度不能。
Evil is simply the lack of good.
邪恶只是好的不存在。
God created everything good.
上帝把好一切都造为好的。
And evil is simply the lack of it.
缺乏是好，缺乏是正确的，就是邪恶。
What about all the evil that's been done in the name of God? Number four.
第四个问题，他们常问到是为何很多人奉上帝的名做这么多邪恶的事情。
People say, look at all the bad things that have happened in the name of religion and Christianity.
他们说你看看宗教和基督教带来了这么多坏事，而且都是因为奉上帝的名。
People have killed and murdered and raped and done all these things in the name of God.
人们杀害，人们强奸，就是因为他们说是因为上帝。
Why would God allow evil to be done?
为什么上帝会容许这些邪恶被做到?
History has shown that wherever religion is present, corruption and wickedness follow.
历史被写啊被历史证明了，当宗教存在。这些邪恶和败坏都一定会跟随。
Would you say that would be true?
你会说这是真实的吗?
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
其实这是真实的，对吗?
Charles Tempted said, A loving God could not possibly be the author of the horrors we have seen in the world. It is obvious that these cannot be a loving God, that there cannot be a loving God.
这个 Charles Templeton, 这个作者说到，一个慈爱上帝不可能是这些我们在世界上看到这些悲剧、这些恐怖剧的作者。所以很明显的，没有一个慈爱的上帝。
You know, they tried this in the French Revolution. They tried to get rid of God.
他们在法国的这个大改革中有尝试除去上帝过。
And I can't get into it today, but very bad things happened.
今天不能详细说了，可是很不好的事情发生。
What is the answer to this?
这个理论的回答是什么呢?
Very simply.
很简单的。
Evil done in the name of God does not prove there isn't a God.
用上帝的名来做邪恶的事，不代表上帝不存在。
Just the same as evil as good done in the name of atheism does not prove that God doesn't exist.
就好像你无神论所做的好事，不能代表上帝不存在。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗?
Because people say, we can do good things without God.
人们说我们没有上帝也可以做好事。
In California,
在加利福尼亚,
there are these billboards that go, there are like 50 of them that have gone up all over the city.
有这50个排版,就50个广告的板子在建筑上。
And they say, are you okay without God?
说到你没有上帝还好吗?
Millions of people are.
很多人是这样的。
It's promoted by an atheistic group.
是由一个无神论的组织来被推崇的。
And they claim that they can do all these good things without God.
他们说他们能做这些这么多的好事而没不用上帝。
But let me ask you something.
但是我可以问你一个问题。
Does that prove God doesn't exist?
这证明上帝不存在吗?
And then I ask the question.
然后我就问这个问题。
Why do they press the issue so hard that we can do good things without God?
为什么他们一直要自己强调说 我能没有上帝能做好事。
In other words, why is that such a big deal for them to prove?
就是为什么他们要证明这是一件好像很大不了的事。
I could go into it, but here's the point.
重点是这个。
Is that I believe deep down in their hearts.
因为我相信在他们心里。
They don't like who they are.
他们不喜欢自己。
And they're striving to do something good.
而他们要做这些所谓的好事。
While at the same time defiantly rebelling against God.
但是却要违背上帝。
They know he exists.
他们知道上帝存在。
They're trying to prove the opposite.
他们却要证明这相反的事。
But it can't be proved.
但却不能证明到。
There have been misguided Christians just the same as there have been misguided atheists.
有很多被误导的基督徒做这些坏事，但是很多无神论者也是被误导的。
If everybody followed the teachings of Jesus, there wouldn't be any evil done in the world.
如果每个人完全跟从耶稣的教导的话，世界上就没有这些邪恶了。
And very simply put, not everybody who claims to follow Christ does what he says.
很简单的说，有些人宣称自己是跟从基督了，可是他们却没有做到他基督所说的。
And when that happens, naturally, there's going to be evil done in the name of Christianity.
而当这样子的事发生的时候，当然是基督教里可以说做出一些的坏事。
Jesus himself even said that would happen.
基督自己也说过这样的事会发生。
So why are people so surprised about it?
所以为什么人们感到这样的惊讶呢？
It happens.
这样的事是发生的。
Christians could easily point to all the evil that's been done in the name of atheism.
基督教可以指出这些无神论所带来的这些邪恶。
Namely, the terrible effects of Russia under the Soviet Union.
可能说俄罗斯就是这个苏联所制造的这些坏的影响。
During World War II, Nazi, the Nazi Adolf Hitler.
世界第二战大战，希特勒领导着德国。
Lots of evil have been done in the name of atheism.
非常的邪恶，就是因着这无神论而被行出。
The killings during the French Revolution as well.
法国大革命的这些杀害。
But that doesn't mean that atheism is false.
但是这不代表这无神论是假的。
Now we believe it's not that God exists, but you understand the logic I'm using here.
当我们相信上帝存在，但是这个是这个可以运用的这理论。
I want to share a couple quotes with you.
我要你。与你分享几个非常有趣的摘录。
And see what this says to you.
看看这对你来说是什么。
This is a quote from Charles Darwin.
是从Charles Darwin 所说的这个摘录。
He said, I am quite certain that my ideas go beyond the limits of true science.
我可以蛮确定的说我的这些理论是超越这真正科学的这些极限。
It is simply a stretched idea with as many errors as truth.
是一个被扩展的这个思想，它有的对和有的错误可以说是差不多一样的。
Now, of course, Charles Darwin developed the modern concept of evolution and this type of idea.
当然，他是这个整个进化论的创始人。
But he even admitted himself that.What he's presenting is not even true science.
但他自己证明了，他自己说到的，他所别呈现的不是真正的科学。
And it has many errors.
而有很多的错误。
Notice this statement.
看看这个摘录。
From another famous scientist.
从一个非常出名的科学家。
Albert Gorgi.
他的名叫 Albert Gorgi.
He says, to say that man came about through evolution is the same as saying that a perfectly good watch was made by an explosion in a watch factory.
他说到，如果你说人是从进化论来的，你也可以说一个完好的手表可以从这个手表厂的爆炸而来。
The chance of this happening has the probability of what?
Zero. 这个可能发生的几乎率几乎是零，对吗？
Notice this statement.
看看这个这段
From Richard Leakey, another world famous scientist.
又是一个非常世界著名的科学家。
He says, if questioned about man's beginning, I would say that we barely have any answers.
如果问到人类的起初，我几乎没有什么答案。
There has never been anything discovered that really points to man originating through evolution.
真的没有什么证据来证明人类是因进化论而被造的。
If I had to say anything, I would say that there was much more evidence that man came to be by one sudden act rather than over millions of years.
如果我需要说一句话，就是说有更多证据的来证明世界是因为一件事所发生，而不是千千万万的年所制成的这个制造品。
Doesn't that interesting?
是非常有趣的。
He said, rather than millions of years, it's likely that he would came about by one sudden act.
他说这个很不可能的是几百万年前制造的一个地球， 而是因为一个突然间一个事件的发生。
This man is not a Christian.
这个人不是为基督徒。
He doesn't believe in the creation story or the Bible.
他不相信这个创造论，也不相信圣经。
He's just looking at the hard scientific evidence.
他只是看这些科学的证据。
You find it very interesting today.
你今天会觉得非常有趣。
That when you really explore the theory of evolution.
当你真的探讨进化论。
You don't have to be some great, brilliant scientist to know it doesn't work.
你不需要是一个非常厉害的科学家来知道这是假的。
You just have to have common sense.
你只需要有这种普通的这种平常心。
So, what are some tips that we can use when looking to reach the atheistic mindset?
所以你要赢得这些无神论者，你要如何做到呢？
Here are some helpful things.
这个是非常有帮助的一个种。
Number one.
要点
Don't assume that these people don't have anything to contribute to society.
第一，不要认为他们没有正面的东西可以给社会。
In other words, many people take the attitude that they are the enemy.
就是很多人认为这无神论者就是我们的敌人。
They are not the enemy.
他们不是我们的敌人。
And many people have this turn or burn attitude.
很多人有这个就是叫他们悔改，不然你就要被烧毁的这态度。
In other words, turn away from this idea, or you're going to be burned in hell.
就说你们要从这个思想中悔改，不然你们就死在被烧死在地狱。
You know, I've heard people say, "Well, you may think that you evolved from a monkey, but I sure didn't."
很多人说过，你可能以为你是从猴子进化来的，但是我肯定我没有。
You see, the educated person.
被教育的人
who believe such things,
他们如果相信这种事的话
they look at Christians as being ignorant, foolish people that are just not even worth dealing with.
如果我们这样子说话，他们认为我们根本没有受教育，根本不了解这个真正的道理。
And the reason they think this is because of the attitude that many Christians give.
因为这是因为很多基督徒所拥有的态度。
It's the wrong attitude.
这是错误的态度。
We need to respect their thoughts.
我们需要尊重他们的思想。
Respect them as people.
尊重他们为一个人。
And show genuine care for them.
并且真正的关心他们。
We may not agree.
我们可能不同意
but it doesn't mean we can't be nice.
但是不代表我们不能做。
Does that make sense?
我们对他们好，我们不能对他们好。
The most important thing is your attitude.
最重要的是我们的态度。
Take the time to be informed.
要花时间来得到这些知识。
About the other side, so you can give intelligent answers.
关于不同的层面，所以我们可以回应他们。
In other words, know what they believe, so you know how to answer.
就是说，我们要知道。关于他们一些他们相信的东西，我们才知道如何回应他们。
Don't just say, "Well, the Bible says it, so I believe it."
不要跟他说，圣经这样子说，我就这样子相信。
That's good. You need to do that, but you need to be more intelligent than that.
我们应该做到，但是我们需要做到更远呢。
Look for moments when these people may be spiritually vulnerable.
要找时刻，他们可能在属灵上，他们可能是比较软弱的。
In other words, when they're going through a crisis in their life.
就是说，可能他们在生命中遇到危机。
When they may be struggling,
他们可能在挣扎。
That's an opportunity for you to show them Christ.
这是一个机会，我们可以展现给他们看基督。
Many of these people,
这是很多的这些人。
They're very distressed. They're very depressed in life.
他们在生命中非常的忧郁，非常的烦躁。
Because they have nothing to look for.
因为他们没有目的。
Almost all of my college professors were alcoholics.
似乎我所有的这些大学教授。差不多全部都是这酗酒的。
Some of them even came to school drunk.
他们很多是来了大学的时候甚至是醉的。
If you believe you're an animal, you're probably going to act like an animal.
如果你相信你是动物的话，你可能你的行为就像动物一样。
It's just the way it goes.
就像这样子的。
Let them see Christ in you. Show genuine personal interest in.
要让他们看到基督在你里面，而且要。有真正的兴趣来帮助他们。
Keep in mind that you're probably not going to convert this person in 5 minutes.
要记得你不能让在五分钟内改变或者让他相信基督。
Remember the story I told you about the guy in the bowling alley.
记得我跟你说到这个在保龄球场的这个人吗
？That was converted in just a minute.
一分钟内就悔改。
It's probably not going to happen with these kind of people.
跟这些人来说，这个不大可能。
You're gonna have to spend time with them.
我们需要与他们花时间。
Patiently showing the truth.
非常有耐心的给他们看看真理。
And these type of people may take time to win.
而我们需要花时间赢回这些人。
They're going from one extreme to the next.
他们从一个极端到另外一个极端。
Don't be afraid or intimidated.
不要害怕，不要被吓跑。
You know, don't feel like, oh, they're smarter than me.
不要觉得他们比我聪明。
Remember, I said it's not about smarts, it's about common sense.
记得不是关于你聪明不聪明，是关于你没有这些 就是说普通的这种理论。
Share your personal testimony.
因为你要普通的逻辑，所以你要分享你个人的见证。
They can't argue with what God has done in your life.
因为他们不能与你争论上帝在你生命中所做的。
I remember this one guy was adamantly against me.
我记得有一个人非常的针对我。
I shared with him my cancer story, how I was miraculously healed.
我与他分享我癌症的这个见证，我如何被医治。
He said, you should be thanking your doctors.
他说你应该感谢你的医生。
I said, well, in fact, my doctors said that there's nothing else they could do. It would take a miracle to save me, and I'm here.
他说我就是刚刚说我的医生其实说到他们不能救我，他们再也没有什么能做了，只能有一个神迹，而我现在就在这里。
He got real quiet.
他就非常的安静。
Couldn't say anything.
他什么也不能说。
And then the last thing, even if they reject you,
而最后虽然他们拒绝，
even if they just don't see it,
虽然他们什么也看不清。
Then still leave a good impression on them.
还是要给他们有这个好的印象。
Because God can work on their life later.
因为上帝之后能在他们生命中运行。
Now, in our last few minutes, I want to share with you powerful things that you can do to make people think.
在最后的几分钟，我们可以做几样事来帮无神论者真正的思考。
The first one I call, how do you know for sure?
他们可以说，你肯定吗？
How do you know that there is no God?
你可以对他说，你怎么肯定没有上帝呢？
So I asked them the question.
所以我就问他们这个问题。
Of all the things there is to know in the universe, how much do you think you know?
整个宇宙里所有可以知道的知识，你知道有多少？
How much do you guys think? 90%?
98%吗？
How many of you think you know 90% of all there is to know in the universe?
你们随便问，你知道世界上所有知识的98%？
I don't say that.
我当然不是这样子说。
Quote for me the Bible in Spanish. The whole Bible.
跟我讲整个西班牙语的圣经。
Tell me the genetic makeup of all the 9 planets in perfect order.
告诉我这九个星球的这个完美的这个基因构造。
Recite for me the whole chemistry table.
跟我说所有这个科学这个表的这个。
How much do you think you know?
科学化物，你觉得你懂了多少？
Not very much, right?
不是很多对吗？
But let's suppose that we know 1%.
但是可能我们说我们知道1%。
That means there's 99%of all things that we don't know.
我们所知道的1%就表示我们有不知道的99%。
So I asked that person that.
所以我就问他们这个问题。
So then I say, do you suppose it's possible?
你认为是不是有这可能性?
That in the 99% you don't know, there could be a God.
在你不知道的99%内你有个上帝。
Can a person say no for sure?
一个人可以肯定的说没有吗?
You can't know for sure.
你不能肯定的知道。
Unless you know everything, you cannot say there is no God.
除非你知道所有东西，但你不能说没有上帝。
So in reality, there is no such thing as an atheist.
所以实际上没有这个无神论者的存在。
At best, you're an agnostic.
最多你是就是不可知论者。
Because you have to say that there is a possibility that there is one out there somewhere.
因为你至少要有可以说到有这个可能性上帝存在。
Isn't that powerful?
是很
I ask people that and they don't know what to say.
当我问别人这个问题的时候，他们不知道如何回答。
Secondly, I tell people I'm an atheist too.
可能第二我就跟别人说我也是无神论者。
They say you are?
他们说你是吗？
I say of course.
我说当然。
They say, oh, but you just told me you're a Christian.
他们说哦，你刚刚告诉我你是基督徒啊。
I say, well, let me ask you a question.
我说让我问你一个问题。
What kind of God do you not believe in?
你不相信什么种神呢?
They think about it for a minute.
他们就想一想。
And they say, I don't believe in a God that would burn people forever and ever.
他们说我不相信一个会一直烧毁人的上帝。
I don't believe a God who would just punish people for no reason.
我不相信一个会一直这个无缘无故就罚人的上帝。
And they go on and on and on.
他们就一直讲一直讲。
And so then I just listen to them.
我就一直听。
And then when they finish,
当他们讲完之后
I say,Yeah, you're right. I'm an atheist too.
我就说我也是无神论者。
They say, "What are you talking about?"
你是什么意思啊？他们就会说。
Well, I don't believe in that kind of a God either.
我也不相信你所不相信的那个神。
And that is not the kind of God that is presented in the Bible.
与圣经里说的上帝不是这样子的。
He's a God of mercy and love.
是个有慈悲有爱的上帝。
A God that changes us.
是改变我们的上帝。
Does that make sense? You see how that works?
是有道理的吗？
And that gives you an opportunity to explain to them how God really is. See, most people's perception of God's character is twisted.
而是可以给你呈现上帝的品格，因为大多数人对上帝的品格是扭曲的。
Then the third one I say is I don't have enough faith to be an atheist.
第三，你可以说我没有足够的信心做一个无神论者。
What do they say? I say, what do you mean?
他们说, 你是什么意思?
I say, well, in biology,
我说在, 这物理学,
in the first course,
在第一个课程里,
they teach you that that living things cannot come to be from non-living things.
他们教导你这, 生物不能从非生物而来,
That's one of the basic principles of biology.
但是生理学的这个
But then in the second course of biology,
但是在第二个课程,
they teach you that everything came from nothing.
他们教导你所有东西都是从虚无所来的。
Isn't that a contradiction?
是非常的有这个矛盾性的,
Very much so, isn't it?
非常矛盾的。
And so I don't have enough faith to be an atheist.
所以我没有足够的信心做无神论者。
It takes more faith to be an atheist than it does to be a Christian.
我们需要更多信心做无神论者，比起要有信心做基督徒。
I think you've seen that today.
我觉得你今日看见了。
And then one more I want to talk about before we have to close.
我要再说到一个非常重要的一点。
As I say, I call it Ask the Russians.
就是这个我被称它为问这些俄罗斯的。
There was a pastor. Who went to Russia after the fall of communism.
在这些这个共产党倒塌之后,
he met with some of the brightest scientific minds in the world.
他与最厉害的科学家一起讨论。
And for 3 days, he was supposed to give a lecture.
三天后他要给这个讲课,
about why the Bible can be trusted.
说到为何圣经能够被信靠,
and so he gave 3 talks.
所以他就给了三个讲课,
and the scientists were given the opportunity to ask questions after his talks.
所以讲课过后,科学家有这机会来问这些问题。
So he was expecting them to ask all kinds of defensive questions.
所以他就预备好要回答这些非常有攻击性的这些问题。
What about this? What about that? What about all the science, etc.?
怎么样啊,这个那个怎么样啊,这些科学怎么样啊?
But instead, they started asking him questions like this.
他们就开始问这些问题。
How do you pray?
你如何祷告啊?
How do you know that God cares about you personally?
你怎么知道上帝个人的这个关心你呢?
How do you forgive somebody that's caused you hurt in your life?
你如何饶恕这些伤害你的人?
All these different questions.
这些不同的问题。
And he said to them, at the end of the 3 days, he said, you guys really surprised me.
三天后他就对他们说,你们真的使我惊讶。
Because I thought you were going to ask me all these hard questions.
因为我还以为你们会问我这些非常困难的问题。
But instead, you've asked me these spiritual questions.
但是你问我这些属灵的事物。
Why did you do this?
为什么你这样子说到呢?
Here's what they said.
这是他们所说的。
One of the most prominent scientists stood up in the room.
一个非常著名的科学家站起来说。
And he said, for the last 70 years,
70年以来,
we've been told that God doesn't exist.
他们都告诉我们上帝不存在。
We've been told that there is no God that cares about us.
他们告诉我们没有关心我们的上帝。
And it has left us morally barren. In other words, it has brought us to a state as low as you can get.
这让我们道德已经可以说是荒芜了，我们已经到了最低的谷里。
Most of our people are alcoholics.
我们大多数的人都是酗酒了，很喜欢喝酒。
People do not value life.
人们不珍惜生命。
People have no purpose or meaning.
人们生命中没有目的，没有意义。
They said, Pastor, we know.
他们说，牧师，我们知道。
From the last 70 years.
70年以来。
That atheism is not the answer to life.
无神论不是生命的解答。
We don't have to convince us of that.
你不需要说服我们。
We've experienced it firsthand.
我们自己已经经历到了。
All that you have to do for us is prove that Christianity is the most sensible alternative.
证明基督教是最有理由相信的一个宗教。
Just prove to us that Christianity really does have the answers.
要证明给我们看基督教是真的有那个答案。
And we will follow it in a moment.
我们就一下子就会跟随了。
You see, friends, that's the real issue today.
看看朋友们,这是最重要的这个问题。
It's not trying to prove whether evolution is false.
不是证明进化论是不是假的。
It's about proving that Christianity is true.
是证明基督教是真实。
The Bible has universal appeal.
圣经对整个宇宙,整个世界的人都有着吸引力。
No other book has reached more cultures and more people than the Bible.
没有任何的书比这个圣经
And when God's people begin living God's word, it will show the world that there is a God in heaven.
天上的确有个上帝。
They did it in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传他们做到了。
And God wants to do it again.
上帝也要再次做到。
That's the answer that the world needs.
这是世界需要的答案。
Not more philosophical stuff.
不是这些哲学的东西。
But to live it.
但是要活出来。
To see it.
要看到。
You see, Buddha can offer us enlightenment.
你看佛祖可以给我们这个所谓的被要的理解。
Confucius can offer us wisdom.
孔子可以给我们智慧。
Muhammad can offer us a way of life.
穆罕默德可以给我们这生命的道路。
But it's only Jesus Christ that offers eternal life.
但是唯独耶稣基督给我们永生。
No other moral teacher offers us power for living except Jesus.
没有其他的道德的这些老师会给我们有这个能力来活出来，除了耶稣。
Because it's only Jesus that has the power to give.
唯独耶稣有这能力。
If Jesus is not divine, his offer of eternal life cannot be real.
如果耶稣不是神圣的话，他要给我们永生的这应许是假的。
He can only offer us more philosophy which the world has had enough of.
他只可以给我们更多的哲学，而世界已经有够多的哲学了。
But if his offer is real, which it is.
但是如果他的这个应许，他的邀请是真实的。
And we miss it.
而这真的是真实的，而我们错过了。
Then in the end, we've lost everything.
最后我们就失去了一切。
And the everything, the nothing we thought was everything.
我们认为是虚无的所有。
We have also lost.
我们也失去了。
Today, friends.
今日。
I want to have everything.
我要有所有，对吗？
And the only way to have everything is to have Jesus.
而唯一能够得到所有，就是能够得到耶稣。
How many of you want to show the world?
你们需要让世界看到。
That Christ is different.
基督是不同的。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much.
天父上帝，我们如此的感谢你。
That when we have you, we have everything.
当我们有你的时候，我们就有所有。
But when we don't have you,
但是如果我们没有你的话，
the everything, the nothing that we thought was everything, really shows us that it was nothing.
我们认为是所有的虚无也是变成虚无的。
Please help us to have you daily.
帮助我们每日都有你。
And to share you with others.
并且分享你的爱。
That is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.